This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Spanish police in riot gear have clashed with elements of a 1,000-strong protest outside the Barcelona police headquarters as a pro-independence rally in the city turned violent Saturday night. About 10,000 demonstrators surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles. Police carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Earlier this month, Spain's Supreme Court sentenced 9 Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years for sedition for their part in that independence bid. At least 7 people have been killed in Iraq on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And Reuters news agency is reporting that Iraq's elite counterterrorism service has been deployed in Baghdad and in Nasiriyah. This is VOA News.